My name is Václav Křestin. I born 1923. I born in Horochov. My parents were named father was Peter, mother was Antonina. I have one brother and two sisters.
What did your father do for a job?
We were farmer. We have 8 acres land and 8 acres, you know, for horses and cow, you know, there. 16 acres.
Were you poor?
No. No, middle. No rich, middle. We were right. We have 5 cows, 3 horses. We were all right, you know, pigs and hens, you know, we were all right. No, middle. I go to school till I was about 14.
And then what did you do?
Well, I was helping father. Then, you know, land ladies there have a big, lot of land, you know, and... lot of land, maybe million acres. And when I was 16, she sent me to school to Lvov to learn to be like on farm, on day farm, tell people what to do, you know, like farm and something like that.
Who sent you, your mother?
No, that... landlady.
The landlady.
Yeah, the landlady.
The owner of
Of Davy Land, Maria Lidochowska.
Then what happened in Lvov?
Lvov, well, war come. Germany invade Poland. I come home. Then I joined Territorial Army, you know. When it started, well, come home. I was about a week, then send us home. We Poland for finish.
And
that was 1939.
So you were like defending your village?
Yes.
And what happened next?
Well, when they come to Poland, well, then nothing happened. You were right. There were Russian and German.
But you were in the middle of all.
Yeah.
You stayed...
Stay there.
Right, okay.
Stay with village.
Did you see fighting? Did you see tanks and
I never see German fight, never see Russian fight.
Right, so you...
Never see tank. I see army, yes.
But not fighting?
No, didn't see fighting.
Okay. So where did you go next?
1942, the German took me to labor camp. 3 hours, you know, from the village, take to labor camp. And we were in labor camp in Tilsit.
It was that in Poland?
That was Germany. It now belongs to Russia, the place. That time they call him Ostprojsis. That was German. It was Poland, Lithuania, and that was German there. That piece of land belonged to Russia now.
In the labor camp, what did they make you do?
Well, we were doing everything on the road and that, you know.
Did they treat you badly?
Yeah. No, not bad. Then they take us to Yugoslavia. On the railway, well, you know, when the partisan blow the things up, that was 1943, winter time. When they blow up, we repair it. There were camp there. There were German look after us. They camp, you know. One day, they start shooting, and the partisan come. And we go with them.
So you escaped from the Germans?
Yeah. Ah. We all go to partisan. That was Yugoslav partisan. We were there.
Which town was that?
There was a camp Well, not far from Ljubljana.
And all your friends from Poland, did they
come
with
we all go with them. We go all with them. There were one of them partisan, he was officer, I don't know, I forgot his name. He was Polish. He take us to Yugoslavia. Then it was winter time.
What happened to you then?
After that, we went to Trieste, and they smuggled us to Egypt with a fishing boat. Well, that boat went from Trieste through Mediterranean fishing boat.
So you were on the boat
all
the time?
All the time, yeah.
And you just went...
Down, boat, down. No, not top. No.
Okay. And then they took you all...
All
of that,
yeah. I was there, all time in down, no on top.
How many of you were in the boat? How many people in the boat?
About 30.
30. And did they feed you?
Yeah. No much. It's spaghetti.
Was the boat stopped by German patrol?
No.
So you got through?
Yeah, well... They some kind manage to go, you know, Italiano, they were nice people. Then I joined Polish army.
In Egypt?
Egypt.
In Alexandria?
Alexandria.
Which part of the Polish army was it? What was your unit called?
15 Hussars. Not, 15 Lance.
15th Lancers.
Yes. There was a brigade. After that, we went to join 10 Hussar. They let me to drive. I was a tank driver. Well, we landed in Bari.
In Italy?
Italy.
So you went to Egypt.
Yeah,
and then you were training.
Yeah.
And then they took you to Bari?
Bari.
In Italy. And that would be what, 1944?
44.
Was that an invasion? Were they shooting at you?
Yes, we went to Bari. And through Bari, we went to Adriatic. And you finished in Bologna. We were fighting as well. No, not easy.
Not easy. No. But you were with Polish people.
Polish army. That was General Andres. 8th Army.
Right.
We were in 8th Army. 10 Hussars.
And all the way to Bologna in
all
the north.
Went to Bologna, and Bologna was finished.
And did you meet any Italian girls then?
No. No. They were strange to us. Very strange to us. I never talked to Italian girl.
Now, when did you meet your wife?
Now then, when I was driving, her brother was Gunnar. And I saw photograph, you know. I said, well, this nice girl. I said, well, can I write? He said, yes. I write to her, to she was Lusaka. That time was North Rhodesia.
Oh, right.
North Rhodesia, she was nanny.
And did she escape from Poland too?
No, she was taken to labor camp.
By the Germans too?
No, Russian.
By the Russians?
Russian.
And then she got taken to Africa?
Yes, well, she was a labor camp. 1940 took him to Siberia with father, mother, and brother. Sviatlovsk. Not far from Sviatlovsk, labor camp. Father was officer in Polish army. Then Polish army that time was formed in Iran. Well, they went all to Iran. Her father died in Sviatlovsk.
So he was dead?
He was dead. They left him on train. On station, left him.
He died on the train.
He died. They left him on station. I say, well, did you put name? Say, no, no name, nothing.
No, no grave.
No grave, no name, nothing.
So where did Emilia go next then?
They went from there, Uzbekistan.
So she went to Uzbekistan?
Uzbekistan, town called Uzari. Uzari.
Uzari.
Town, Uzbekistan.
Was she alone then?
No, their whole family were there.
And the father?
No.
So he was dead?
They were free. They can travel in what they want. They were free.
They let them go?
They all let them go. They all go right. From that camp, you know, from all go. From Uzari, they went to Iran.
Yeah. So the British were there?
Yeah, British were there, yeah, Iran, yeah.
I see. So they came. Did they go by train for that part, do you think? Or
through Caspian Sea, went on boat.
Right. And then she gets with the British.
Yeah.
And this is when they say, we'll send you to Rhodesia.
Well, there were Polish army there, Iran, Iraq. There were Polish army then. From Iran, she went take British on boat to North Rhodesia, to Lusaka.
And who did she work for there?
She worked for doctor, the nanny doctor. She worked five years for nanny, for doctors, British doctors.
British doctors.
Yeah, look after children.
So when you were in Italy and you saw her photograph with her brother.
Yeah, I write a letter.
You write a letter?
Yeah.
And what did she do?
She writing back.
And you wrote backwards and
yeah,
forwards?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing how you managed to get a letter from Italy to Rhodesia.
Yeah, well, British, you know, Rhodesia, what is it now? Zambia now. Right. Yeah, yeah.
It must have been a very, for her, from Poland in Africa, it must have been very hot. And with all the insects and everything.
Yes, well, she got the malaria in Russia. When she come to Iran, there was Polish camp there, and doctor was there. She went to doctor. He said, "Well, there was nurse there." She said, "She looks Polish. He got malaria. They give me tablets." He said, "You got hand like that." My hand, but he got tablets, malaria, you know, some kind of tablets for malaria.
Where did the rest of her family go?
They took Rudy to army in Iraq.
Who went to Rhodesia with Emilia then?
Mude go with Emilia in camp.
And what did Emilia's mother do in Rhodesia?
She working in camp kitchen
in Rhodesia.
Yeah, in Rhodesia, in camp, Polish camp.
So they both were there.
Yeah.
And then did Emilia's mother come to England with her?
Yeah.
So we left you in Bologna in Italy, 1944-45. What happened after that to you? What did you do next?
Well, we come back from Bologna. To Lanciano, Polish army camp.
Where was in Italy?
Italy,
Lanciano.
Yes. We've been in Italy till 1946. From 1946, I come to England.
And where did you come to in England?
Bedford.
Bradford?
Bedford.
Bedford.
Down Sussex.
Yeah.
Down Sussex camp. Petworth.
Right. And that was a camp for the Polish brigade.
Yes. No one. They were all over the camps. You know, we come about 150,000 Polish army come to England.
And what did you do at Petworth?
Petworth, was soldiers then. Then sent me for a cook. I was a cook. I was a cook, you know. And then one camp, Well, he said, well, where to cook? Well, they give me top, you know, for top cooker. Well, say, you have to build it. I've never built in my life. I build a cooker, and I cook for Polish officer. You were 12 Polish officer.
And
there were two cooker.
And you cook Polish food?
Well, in England, you know, any food, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you're in Petworth, and the war is finished, but you're still in the army for a while. Then what happened after that?
Well, then all go. You have to go to regiment corp. You know, army finished. I join. I put name for Pete.
So you got put in the Polish Resettlement Corps.
Yeah.
And you put your name yourself down to go to the pit.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And did they come round asking for volunteers?
No. You go labor exchange and you tell him what you want to do, you know.
And had before, when you were in Poland, you had nothing to do with mining with the pit in Poland?
No.
So this is the first time. So why did you choose the pit?
Well, because they say well pay. It's true.
And did you want to go back to Poland at all?
No. I couldn't go because that part, when I come, it belongs to Russia.
And you didn't want to go back to be with the communists?
I can't. If I go, well, they put me in Siberia. Well, that's why they didn't go.